This is Stacey Francis Bayman. Fly Hawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customizable. So if you're looking for new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas.
The Netball Show with Fly Hawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Fly Hawk. Great to speak with Morgan Harlow. And you're one of a few people that really specialises in capturing Netball Super League and bringing it to us throughout the season. So, Morgan, thank you for your time.
That's all right. Thank you for having me.
For you, you competed in the pool, wasn't it, 9 years ago or so? And I suppose, did your love of sports photography grow from then, given the fact that maybe it wasn't pictures of a decent quality at that time?
Yeah, definitely. I think when I was, obviously from a young age, I got involved in swimming. That was my sport of choice. As it was coming up to going into A-levels, I thought there's no way I can continue doing sport. But having a love for sport, I still wanted to be involved in it in some way or another. And it was actually my dad. He was a photographer. He did a bit of photos for our swimming club. And I think his involvement in photography definitely spurred me on in wanting to go into that route as well. So once I picked up a camera, I thought, you know what, sport is probably the best way to get involved in with this. And yeah, I think the rest was history. I knew that sport was what I wanted to be involved in. So with not being an athlete, I thought the photography is the best route into still being involved with it.
I'd just about get away with those instant cameras, but I imagine for any serious sports photographer, there is a bit of an expense involved just to get the very best equipment.
Yeah, definitely. Even if it's a hobby, it's definitely not a cheap one. I think I was very lucky that I was using my dad's equipment for a while. And then once I started to realise that I was going to need to get my own kit at some point, that it was going to be quite an expensive route. But yeah, they definitely don't make them cheap these days. But you've got to think that it all pays off in the end. If you're using the best kit, you're going to get the best photos out of it. So it's just a price you've got to pay to be doing a job that you love, really.
Obviously, any sports photography, there's a massive skill to it. I suppose that question is, do you almost have to anticipate the next move that athletes are going to take?
Yeah, I think definitely sports photography isn't the easiest of the photos to be taking. Each sport has its own difficulties, and I think what I've found helps in the past is if you have an understanding of the sport, it sort of comes a little bit easier for you. So obviously, having a background in swimming, if I go to a swim meet, I near enough know what to expect and how to photograph a sport. But when I first started doing netball, I think that was a shock to the system, just because I was unaware of how quick pace the sport was, and all the games were so quick. So having to sit and watch and just preempt movements, it took a long time to get hold of. But it's definitely something that it comes with ease once you keep at it and keep shooting it. It will soon become second nature to preempt what's going to happen. But it's not easy. I know that a lot of people have come up to me and said, how do you do it? And I don't know how I do it sometimes, but it does get easier.
What about that first NSL game? I mean, you mentioned a little bit there, but did it go as you expected?
I don't think it did. I think my first day on set, you would, because it was the first Super League game I shot was during lockdown. So it was still, it was behind closed doors. It was in Wakefield.
They showed that central venue, I suppose, yeah.
Yes, I think there was five games taking place that day. And I thought, oh, five games should be fine. Sat down, had watched the game. I thought, God, this is this is pretty quick. How do you do it? I had to have a look online. I always seem to go on to websites, go online, Google photos and how they're supposed to look in order to understand how I should be photographing them, because having looked at what other people have done, it gives me an idea of what to expect. But it definitely takes the time to watch what's happening, especially watching where the ball's going, where the ball should be going, and hoping that you put everything together. But yeah, like I said, it's it's definitely a difficult one, and trying to preempt where the ball is going to go, because realistically you don't know where the ball is going to go. You just got to hope that you get the photo that you're looking for, which doesn't always happen, but I suppose being an hour long game, you're hoping that you might get at least two photos that you're happy from it.
Between you and somebody called Lumley, I think it is. Netball Super League and International sorted out between you, there must still be that little friendly competitive edge between you both.
Well, I think I owe it to Ben, to me getting into netball. He was the one that approached me asking that if I wanted to join the netball team, because I think at that time they were looking for a second photographer. And now being involved in it, you can definitely see the workload needs two photographers. So
yeah,
I'm very appreciative to Ben for bringing me into the netball community. But yeah, we have our little rivalries sometimes, but I owe it to him for being in that industry. So we bounce off of each other, and I think we work well together when we do have games to do, working together. So I think it's all friendly between us.
It's either going to be one of yours or it's going to be one of his, realistically, isn't it? So that's really good to see him keeping each other on your toes.
Definitely. I mean, we both usually take an end at a netball court, so if one of us hasn't got it, the other one will. So it works out nicely that we get along together to be able to get the content that the client needs at the end of the day. That's all that we're there for.
Speaking about that, I mean, I expect that this will vary on game days and events, but will you have an idea of what the agencies are actually after, or maybe a commission, I suppose, to produce X amount of images for the teams? Is it a bit of both?
Yeah, so I think I've worked with England Netball, say, for nearly 4 years now. So it's definitely, it's become easier with the sort of briefs that I get and the requirements that they need. It's always quite a long list, but I definitely know what is to be expected. If it's action, it's always trying to get each player that's on the court at each time. And I think, being a fan of netball now, I definitely know what photos are to be expected if, say, a certain cap is coming up, or keeping up with social media to know who's playing if it's a big game for them. So I think it helps having the knowledge in netball to know what's expected photo-wise, but also having a good relationship with the clients to get the photos that are required to use throughout social media, if that's what it's for, or online, on the website, just keeping them happy makes me happy to get the photos that are required, basically.
If somebody asked me what was my favourite podcast, I probably couldn't mention. So if I ask you favourite England pick that you've taken, or favourite Netball Super League picture, would that be similar, or is there one that springs to mind?
There are many, but I think I probably would still revert back to the very first photo I took when it was Vitality Netball Super League back in Wakefield in 2021. And I think it was the photo of Mary for Loughborough Lightning. I think I've posted about it a lot. I think England Netball have posted about it a lot, and Super League have posted about it, because they had these lovely neon lights which they put on the backboard of the walls for the courts, and she was just looking up at the net, and it was a lovely photo. And I think when I took that photo, I thought, oh, I quite like the look of this sport. I think I'm going to stick with it. So I'll always revert back to that photo as my favourite, because it was sort of the starting point to this journey in netball, I suppose.
And finally, just need to mention and look at the Sports Journalist Award for this year. Obviously, awards like this really held in such high regard. Just some of the judges that are involved. It's not why we do it, that nomination, but it's nice when we get that recognition, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think this award, it's sort of like a prestigious award to me, because having been the main UK sports photography awards there is, it's such a competitive industry that when you get to apply and even be shortlisted is such a recognition. So it's a great feeling to know that lots of people are following this award, lots of people look up to it, and to be nominated along and with other photographers, it is definitely an achievement on its own. So very pleased to have won this award, obviously, and it brings a lot of opportunity, hopefully, for the future, for future work, because it gives you more recognition in such a competitive industry already.
Finally, Morgan, just a little bit of advice for younger sports photographers that maybe thinking about taking it as an option.
Yeah, so I definitely think that when I was younger, looking up to other photographers, it seemed very daunting, but definitely reaching out to photographers, because we're all such a lovely close-knit community, I feel. I still message photographers now going, oh, could you give me some advice on this if you have the time, please? And more or less, they'll always come back to you. So I think reaching out to other photographers, getting in contact with them, getting feedback, just it's always something that I've learned, that it's not what you know, it's who you know, because working up the industry line, it's difficult. But once you get in contact with the right people, they're going to put you in place to work with future clients in the future. So I think reaching out using social media, because social media seems to be the new website these days. It's just keeping consistent, talking, reaching out, and not being afraid to get stuck in, because it's a competitive industry, and I'm happy to say that it is, but that there's nothing I'd rather do than be working in this industry. So I think get involved. If you want to message me if you want. I'm happy to help, and just look forward to new people coming into the industry and working their way up to the top with the best that there is.
Brilliant. Morgan, do you want to share your ex if people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, I think both my Instagram and X handles are @_MorganHarlow. But if you just type in Morgan Harlow, I'm sure you'll find it that way as well.
Brilliant. Thank you again for your time, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.